Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Victory Lane podcast for August 31st, 2020. I have with me today Stephen Newby. Stephen Newby is a member of the competition committee at Sovereign and well known in Sprite and Midget circles as the spark plug that keeps Sovereign Sprite Midget Challenge going. Stephen is also the go-to guy if you need parts, knowledge, or cheerleading to get on track in a Spridget in the Northwest. Good afternoon, Stephen, and welcome.
Oh, good afternoon, Kellick, and thanks for having me on the podcast today.
My pleasure. Glad to have you here. Got this Columbia River Classic. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been planning for this race weekend since the last Columbia River Classic, which was September of last year. And this year was to be a big year with a big celebration for MG this year. And we were going to join up with the All British Field Meet as usual, as we have done for the last 18 years. And we also had a request from Trans Am to come and race with us this coming weekend. So it was shaping up to be a spectacular racing weekend and a spectacular British car event. However, as we all know, that darn COVID thing happened. And here we are, basically 5 days away from the event now. And the All British Field Meet, of course, canceled. And because of, many different things. First off, the Canadian border is closed. And a lot of our competitors and a lot of our, supporters and enthusiasts come from Canada, specifically for this event. And so that knocked about, a good half of our, potential competitors out of the running per se. And we had some pretty long conversations with the executive over, the past couple of months now, as to whether we should still go ahead with this event. But the executive and the membership decided that yes, absolutely, we would go ahead with it because we've made a commitment and we want to get out and race. So it's pretty important for us to keep in front of everybody and have a venue that people can come and race their classic cars.
Right, and I understand. I know Trans Am kind of was a last minute. They were on the way over for the date when they called, apparently. But I understand you're still going to have a pretty good field, almost 100 cars, I think.
Yes, that's right. Now, spread over the 3 days, Friday is going to be a test and tune day. And, so there's going to be at least 3 hours of track time for open wheel and closed wheel cars each. And then Saturday morning, we start out with our group of racers, with practicing and qualifying in the morning. And then we have 5 races scheduled per group over the course of the weekend. So there'll be a lot of seat time for us this time.
Yes. This is your opportunity to get on track. Stephen, can I ask you at this point, is it still possible to register for this event if somebody made a last minute change of mind?
Yes, absolutely. You can go online through Motorsport Trek and sign up for the event, or conversely, you can do it at the track. We will have registration open on Thursday evening from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then again, all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So there's always an opportunity to register at the track.
And Sherry will gladly take your payment and get you going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Now, something to remember, though, if you are going to come to the race, this is Oregon, and being the COVID state that it is, everybody was going to have their temperature taken at the gate and get a wristband to show that they have had their temperature taken. It's kind of like going, back to school. You got to make sure that you pass all the tests before you continue on to something
there
fun.
There we go. Well, and this makes sense. Of course, all events these days are run under COVID-19 protocol. So I think anybody who's familiar with that is not going to find that too onerous to have their temperature taken at the entry gate.
Yes, yes. You know, I rather liken it to, you know, if you want to go on the track, you have to have a helmet. So, you know, if you want to come into the track, you have to have your temperature taken.
Right. Seems fair enough.
Yeah.
So,
can I just add one more thing here?
Yeah, of course. Anything, yeah.
There's been a lot of talk about the unrest in Portland. And a lot of people have expressed, you know, doubts about coming and that. Now, let me just, you know, put one thing in everybody's mind here. Downtown Portland is a long ways away from the track. And there is no issue at the track at all. We have security. We're kind of landlocked there. Nobody's coming our way. We're in good shape.
Well, it sounds like everything is, to pardon the pun, on track for a good event. Why don't you tell us a little bit? Normally, of course, at this point, we would be hyping up the Great Sprite Midget Challenge, but I understand that the challenge, which the magazine is an enthusiastic supporter of, we're not going to do that this year, right?
That is correct. We elected to put it off for a year because of, you know, all of the factors that were involved. We want to make sure that everybody can get to the race. And now we've got so many wonderful supporters that come down from Canada that we don't want to exclude them. So we decided to, you know, take a year off, and we'll start planning now for next year, and we're going to make it even better.
So it's not just Carlo and the Chocolate. There are others.
Not just Carlo and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah, that's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, isn't it? But no, you know, we've got so many great people. We've got competitors coming up from California. We've got competitors coming from Montana and, you know, Canada and all the other states in between. So we've even got a couple coming from Nevada this year. So it's wonderful. You know, people are coming this way because they want to go racing. You know, we're giving them that opportunity to get out and stretch their legs. And, you know, next year, you know, let's get back to the Sprite Midget Challenge here. The most important part of the whole weekend, as far as I'm concerned. you know, we do have the enthusiastic support of Victory Lane Magazine. Moss Motors is a big supporter of our event too, as well as Trackside Tires, the local race tire dealer in Portland, and KFM Foods from Canada. You know, we have international, you know, support for this race. So it's a lot of fun. We do a Monterey style photo for all the competitors. We all line up on the straightaway, and we have photographers taking pictures from the starter stand. And we just generally have a lot of fun. We always have a, you know, barbecue afterwards, and we even have our own little trophy stand.
That's right. The podium must come out for
the podium, as it were. Yes, which doubles as the step into my trailer. But that's beside the point.
No, yeah. No. Don't give away the secrets here.
Oh, sorry. All right. Sorry. No.
So, yeah, but
not all the secrets. Anyway.
We do want to, yeah, absolutely. The magazine is a strong supporter of the Sprite Midget Challenge, and we will certainly hope to be there to give out a few awards next year and to look at an even bigger field than we've had in the past. That should be awesome.
Yeah, you bet. You know, again, we have a lot of fun. Nobody takes himself too terribly seriously. We always have a bit of a lottery as to whose starting position is where. You know, qualifying doesn't really matter for the challenge. We just get out and have fun, and it's all like-minded people.
It's in the spirit of the Columbia River Classic weekend. It's a, you know, it's really a hallmark British car event on the West Coast. In your words, why would people go to the CRC?
Well, for one thing, I mean, it's Portland track is an absolutely wonderful track. The elevation change there is significant between start finish and the back straight. I think it's almost 8 inches, you know, the track drops off. And so not quite like Sears Point, but, you know, we're getting there. You know, the biggest elevation change is on the FIA curving, of course. And, you know, and none of us run over that ever. So, but it's a great track to spectate at when you can spectate, because there's a lot of bleachers. There's a lot of great racing surface there. It's nice because it's a park-like setting too, with big trees and a lot of grass areas. You know, it's a great event for, you know, the whole family, as it were. You know, you can bring the kids out, the kids can play over in the grass and in the trees, and you know, it's a lot of fun weekend.
We will hope for a return to shining glory for the CRC next year. But coming up is the Columbia River Classic, and in and of itself, it's going to be a great event. You got a good field, lots of excited people. Entries are still open, so either Motorsports Reg or come to the track and see Sherry. And if you need help with your MG.
Yep, absolutely. We'll be set up on the grass by the bridge that goes over the track. So we're there to help anybody that needs help.
And are you offering race services yourself currently?
No, not currently. I help support all of the you know, the Sprites and Midgets and Mars Miners here in the Northwest. And you know, I've got one of our competitors coming over this afternoon to, you know, for some assistance on his cylinder head. So we're getting that organized so that he can come and run on the weekend too. I've got a lot of parts in a lot of different people's cars, and I've built motors for four competitors now in the Sprite Midget Challenge. And, you know, we're just there to help more than anything else, because I want to see people on the track. That's most important to me. You know, this is my 50th season of racing. So, you know, I've seen a lot of people come and go, and the people that are coming out now are just so enthusiastic that it's contagious. You know, it's just a wonderful feeling to, you know, to get somebody on the track. And some of the best races I've ever had, I got beaten by somebody's car that I fixed for them. So, yeah. But it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. And I, you know, I would say as an outsider to that, that one of the reasons why I enjoy being involved with you guys is exactly that spirit in the paddock. You know, it's like, gee, I should get one of these cars and get in with these guys. You know, they are that friendly. So
yeah, exactly. And you know what you got to remember too is that you know, these cars are getting upwards of, you know, 60 years old now, and they are still out there, still competitive, still winning their classes, and in some cases even in, you know, SCCA, they're still out there winning nationally. The cars are so drivable, and there's so many parts available for them that it is a good, you know, I don't want to say cheap, but it's a good economical way of getting into vintage.
Right, racing. And if you look at the people racing, you know, these cars, I think there's a lot of excitement, notwithstanding that Carlo did a 360 in front of the grandstand last year, but...
That was completely awesome, and I've got it all on video if anybody wants to see it. I have a fore and aft facing camera, so I caught him spinning in front of me and spinning behind me. So it was a beautiful thing. It was, you know, it was the greatest ballet move I've ever seen.
Yeah, I was standing. The next thing, a huge cheer went up, you know. And
yep, absolutely. And here I thought they were cheering for me.
Right, exactly. Your great pass, right?
Right.
All right. Well, I think we want to get the news out. CRC next weekend. If you haven't signed up, we're still taking entries. Come on down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, come this year. I know it's a non-spectator event, but enter your car. If you can enter your car, come and sign up as a volunteer. We'll get you out on a corner. We'll get you involved, or, you know, do whatever we need to do. If you know there's somebody that's coming, get on their crew list, but do come. It's a fabulous weekend.
Well, Stephen, thank you.
Okay.
So
and
much.
I understand, yeah, Kellick, you'll be there.
That is in the cards, I believe, depending.
Okay. Well, for anybody that needs to know, then Kellick will be there signing autographs for anyone who needs.
Yeah, right. As long as I don't blow the engine up on the way again. So.
Right, again.
Exactly.
Right. Well, you'll escape the wildfires down in California and come up where the air is clean and, you know, crisp.
There we go. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with me this afternoon. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Kalik. I look forward to seeing you there. And anybody else who wants to come along, please come.
And we should also say thank you to Armadillo Racing for sponsoring the podcast. If you're at the Columbia River Classic and have any trackside needs, please check out Armadillo Racing. Thanks for listening this afternoon. We'll see you again next Monday, or at least talk to you. Take care. Bye.